What's good, listeners? Welcome to the Chris College Show, Millennial Bunker Edition. Good morning, Marissa. How's it going, fam?
Oh, man, it is going fabulous.
Right? I know you just got that, you know, the laser treatment done on your eyes. I am completely jelly of you. I am in complete awe of you.
Without contacts or glasses, it is beautiful.
That is what's good. And you know what? We always like to do this at the top of the show because on this day in 1885, Mark Twain publishes The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. And also on this day in 1930, Pluto was discovered, once believed to be our ninth planet. And I'd like to think that it's still our ninth planet. Shame to the haters, okay? That is still one with Mother Nature. We got a great show for everybody because our Just Talking guest is TikTok fitness gurus. They are sensational. They got nearly 3 million views on TikTok. Followers, which is just absolutely insane. We're beyond stoked to have them join us for Just Talking. They are Calvin and Angela, Angelo, aka the Vision Twins. And also, don't forget to check out our brand new podcast series, Off the Fret, with the Phoenix Within as our third installment. More music talk. All right, Marissa, it's time to rock and roll. What's good, listeners? Our guest on Just Talking is fitness, social media sensations. They are the Vision Twins, and they are here with us live on the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show. How's it going, fam? Do we get that protein shake ready? Are you guys ready to go?
Well, we got our water, so we're good.
Okay. H2O. There's nothing wrong with that. But hey, you know, Calvin and Angelo, let me start off by saying that, you know, workout is like merely non-existent in my world. And I know, like, you see my co-host right here, Marissa Pitts? She can literally kick my ass any day. That's why we have to be in two different locations when we go to do the taping, you know, Vision Twins right now. But, you know, with that being said, I'm not necessarily someone, you know, looking for or searching for losing weight, but I have such a hard time getting my mind in shape to work out. So when obstacles arise, how did the two of you change your direction to reach your goal?
Well, man, so it all starts with the name, the Vision Twins, you know? I mean, it's all with having that vision, right? And you've heard people say have a vision for so
how many— Tell me you guys haven't heard the term vision more in the last 3 years than you've ever heard in the history of the universe.
Yeah, always, or ice in my veins. It's always one of those two.
It's like what your mind can believe it can achieve. You got to have the vision. You got to believe it first in order to achieve it.
That's right. Throw them bees up.
I love you too. You have no idea.
it's become, we see it as like a phenomena right now. You know what I mean? And, you know, we didn't coin this hand logo. It was the fans. You know, the fans did that. And, you know, it's just all everything that we've done has started from
A little bit of spot. You know, a little bit of spot for Spores, right?
I was honestly wondering where you came from, that came from, and your actual fans did that. Because one of the things I noticed in your videos was how interactive your fans are with you.
Like, yeah,
they're
absolutely
working out with you on the screen, taking off their merch. I watched the videos. I know your term. Basically, for everybody out there, the merch is the shirt. Right? With body positivity, showing those change. I'm sorry. Chris turned me on to you too.
Yep.
I follow you. I'm liking your videos. I'm watching it. Like, I have to say kudos. Okay, sorry.
But you know what? But that's such a great point, Marissa. And I think that's a great send off because, you know, as anyone, you know, that speaks of like exercise routines, that ain't my world. Okay. Like, I couldn't even name you a weightlifting exercise or bodylifting exercise. You know, I have to like follow someone on YouTube or you guys, the Vision Twins. And like, what is your go-to workout on the daily?
Absolutely. So that's one thing, is like staying consistent to a workout is we make sure that we implement a schedule in what we do. So,
but our favorite workouts that we do in the day, I mean, we do weightlifting as well. So we do lifting and we do HIIT workouts. So
I actually teach HIIT in the morning. Yeah. So I'm like, it's all about the HIIT. Sorry.
Is it possible with a lot of effort to burn 1,000 calories in an hour?
Yes. In a heartbeat, we do a 22-minute set and we're hitting 800 calories in a 22-minute set.
But I guess, you know, because you guys are talking about being gym rats, right? You know, and I've never been motivated. I hate when people stare at me when I'm at the gym. I'm not into that in CrossFit where you open up the gym and you're throwing tires around. Fuck that. Okay, that's not my world. But when I start looking at your guys' weight loss journey, did it start at home or was it in the gym?
It definitely did start at home. So I would be doing push-ups. And thankfully, you know, in order to teach the workouts that we do now, we had to learn it, you know, we had to learn it at some point. So it was 17 years old in the house, you know, doing our workouts. And, you know, it's just kind of evolved from there.
Yeah. I mean, I was a hater brother because I was bigger than him. And I was like seeing my brother trying to lose weight. And when you're big, you're just like, why are you trying? Like, it's not going to work. Like, that's just what you're kind of going through. And so then he ended up losing like 50 pounds going back into the next school year. And everybody saw a difference. And I was like, dang, like, I'm the fat twin now. Like,
no, weird, there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong.
Oh. I like how you also talked about you were kind of tearing him down because you were in a spot where you were unhappy. And I talk about that too, about we have to give ourselves self-love first because we have to believe in ourselves first, love ourselves because there's too many around the negativity. They don't mean to tear you down, but they're in such a bad spot. So I love that you also promote that in your videos about you have to love yourself first.
That's so true. Self-love is such a big thing. And I mean, I'm certain both of you guys had at times where you wanted to quit, especially when you guys were first pursuing this journey. Oh, so how do you get past that frustrating, like, weight loss plateau?
It's the main, like, you have to fall in love with the process. And that's what we always tell people. Don't look for results. Fall in love with the process because you're going to learn more in your life, like in a weight loss journey that can apply to so many other things in life, like overcoming the deepest fear that you have of your life. And like, just certain things like that, that's more fun. And you start loving that and you want to achieve more of those type of benchmarks in your life where it becomes being able to take your shirt off in public, just doing these certain things as setting small goals. And once you achieve those, it feels like everything else is just open to you.
I think that's such a great thing. And, you know, and like, what do you boys recommend as like that good start to kickstart your heart? Like, if I want to start doing it today, like right now, what is your number one recommendation?
Go for a walk, like something super like that. I mean, you can literally just eat your regular calories in a day and go for a walk and you will literally start losing weight. And it's just something that's, you just have to do the first step. That's all your only requirement is just to do something.
And so, I like that. You know, every single time I always say people like start doing push-ups, start doing curls. It's like, no, just get your ass moving and move those ham hockets.
Vitamin D, sunshine. And you also mentioned your videos, water. The first thing in your mouth is not a coffee, definitely not a soda, please. It is a glass of
it's
water.
Beer. No, not Budweiser. So I need to
come. Beer with mainly water, it does not count. It can only be water.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so we made that all clear. But
No, I was going to say, we're doing 75 hearts, so we can't even have alcohol right now. So it's like.
But there's a point where I'm sure you guys are thinking about it, right?
Oh, man. It's been Super Bowl Sunday was definitely difficult. But
one of those times. And then I'm sure when the NBA
championships. What is 75 hearts? I've never heard of that. What is that?
So it's a challenge made by Andy Frisella. And you work out two times a day. One has to be indoors. One has to be outdoors. They're both 45 minutes. You have to stick to a diet, which it can be literally any diet. You don't have to do anything special. Just something. Stick to a diet. No cheat days. No alcohol. Drink a gallon of water a day. And read 10 pages of a book, a nonfiction book, and you do that for 75
days. Damn, I'm not that prune. I can't do that.
I've noticed significant change in the last 15 days of my life, like where I'm just like, wow, like this is actually something that gets you back on track, not like one of those, like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Chris, you didn't do this.
Hey, you know, Mercy did give me some ankle weights, so I'm hitting the bike, but you know, it's really hard to, you know, cut back on that bun. But maybe there will be that time. But you know, Calvin and Angelo. But Calvin and Angelo, like, I've had this vision for a very long time to have you guys on, and I'm beyond stoked that we finally are making this happen. I mean, I find your weight loss journey super inspiring to know that you two transform your bodies by losing a combined 290 pounds. I find that so incredible. Not too many cats can do or say what you guys did during your lifetime. And how did this idea of the Vision Twins come together?
Right. So the Vision Twins wasn't really coined as a name until 2018. We created the Instagram account, got the name Vision Twins. But from there.
What was the original name? Were you guys just rocking your guys' first and last names or what?
Colin Sanders and Angelo Sanders.
That's and we wrote our username because we were just sitting up one night like, what can we do? And it was just me because he had a girlfriend at the time. So he was in and out. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to stick to it. And I came up with the name Vision Twins, and I told him, and we all loved it, and we wrote it on a piece of aluminum foil and staped it on our wall, and then we looked
at it. Do you guys still have it?
We do have it. It's somewhere in our storage, yeah.
I love that. That's really cool, man. And, like, you know, you guys remind me a lot of Richard Simmons, and, like, I know it might be cringe-inducing for you to hear that, but just hear me out, okay?
Because, you know, I got a picture for anybody who doesn't know. But just
hear me out, because Richard Simmons worked his entire career to be in the position where you guys are at today. I mean, the way that Vision Twins have captured a worldwide audience through the power of social media is remarkable. Just remember that, guys. You guys did something not anybody can do like Richard Simmons did. I mean, he did try to come out of retirement during the pandemic. It went nowhere. But the way you guys have done it, I find it is so incredible. So when did you boys start realizing that you wanted to live stream on Instagram with your Vision Twins army?
So starting out, we actually, I would watch my dad because my dad's really fit. He's like 45, super cut. He would teach live stream workouts.
Can I give him my number? No, I was kidding.
Already, Marissa? Already?
Totally out there. I've been awake since 3:30, okay? I had to get my workout in.
Oh, gotcha. Right. She had her protein shake too, obviously.
All right. But it was when the pandemic hit. So he was teaching his live streams, and I would go on his live stream workouts and do it with him. I would watch him for about a week during the pandemic, and I'm looking at my brother, and I'm like, you know what? We can do this. Like, jacked our dad style. And you know, the next week we were going live on Instagram. We had zero viewers, you know, for about a week, but thankfully we got to practice during that time. And then we hopped on TikTok, made a TikTok, and it went viral.
You guys got nearly 3 million followers. I mean, if you are in need of an exercise inspiration, what the hell are you waiting for, CCS family? It's here already. Go and find them right now on TikTok and Instagram, Vision Twins. And I don't know if you boys know this, but according to Blue Cross Shield report called The Health of Millennials, our generation is more obese than previous generations when they were at the same age as us. So putting us at risk of type 2 diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, and other physical conditions. How is it that the millennials, us, the largest generation and most educated, don't have a clue about staying healthy? What's your guys' thought on this?
Oh man, it's kind of a difficult topic because a lot of people have different reasons for why they gained weight. And it's the main principle of like not being able to control what you eat and feeling in a void in your life. Like us, our dad was in prison when our early part of our life. So we just happened to eat food to overcompensate those emotions. Some people just never got the attention from their families, so they hoarded food. Some people just were raised by lots of larger people.
As millennials, raised on MySpace, raised on, you know, Facebook. It's easy to just get sucked into those different apps. So,
yes. You know what's really easy to do too?
It's not even just a self thing. Our Western diet is horrible. I went to Europe. I went to England. The ingredients that they use, I went to France, is so different than America. I have to say the preservatives, there are cereals banned in Europe that we eat Lucky Charms.
Marissa, I feel attacked right now. Okay. There is nothing wrong with putting a minute 30 on my Hot Pocket. Okay. There is nothing wrong with that. I will keep
there
that
is.
With me forever.
There is. Do not listen to Chris Collins. If you have one in a blue moon.
But you know what? I think that's such a great point because I'm always joking with the CCS family, especially when we did our Valentine's Day special. Like, I'm going to be single until I'm 40, like Bill Maher, because like, I cannot prep you a good meal plan. I cannot please any woman out there. I think you hit it on the
nail. Personal
problem. Like, if you can't, it is. I think that's a personal problem with a lot of millennials. We don't know how to cook. So if we don't know how to cook, how can we live a healthy lifestyle? Right? I mean, I think I'm on to something.
You want us to? You really want us to allow that, man? We got be a grown boy. Like, we got to.
Thank you. Thank you. You are being called out.
I'm getting called out by the Vision Twins.
I love your mama. I love her. And I'm not putting her down. But you got to make Chris cook dinner once a week.
I think she's listening right now. She's probably loving this, you know, this conversation.
What's gonna happen when you're in the woods and you need to learn how to cook something? You have nothing to use.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to put a bear in a headlock and then bite off his nails, and then I'm just gonna karate chop his.
From the bear.
I'm gonna bite his hand off. Damn it! That's ferocious.
That's it, right? I like
it. But Vision Twins, yeah, I mean, according to the CDC report in December 2021, COVID was the third leading cause of death in the U.S., with 78% of the people who died or went to the hospital were obese. So does this frustrate you guys, knowing that the CDC for a couple of years now still doesn't advocate for a healthier lifestyle?
Man, don't even get us started on COVID, man, just because we've seen... You know, we've been the most healthiest in our lives that we've ever been during this time period. So I don't know. I don't want to bring up. I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I like to bring up.
Okay, well, let's see. So here are some of your conspiracy theorists,
I think that they are. I think they're making up numbers of people who are dying from COVID.
I still do believe believe COVID is 100% real. And like, because we've gotten it, like we've gotten sick for like 2 days straight. And like, thankfully, that's a quick turnaround, right? For us, we're being young, we're healthy. But like other people, we see how it could definitely take them out. And however it happened, however it made, it's not really our point. We still got to live with it now. I just think like we've just been really healthy over the last time. And we know like, okay, it's not for us something to be so fearful about. It is still respectful to obviously like wear a mask in places that people need you to wear a mask. But like on our daily lives, you know, it's just like we want to be free to breathe and like free to just be who we are, you know? And I think that's the most important thing, is just being true to yourself and showing that like you can be a good example to people and be still a kind person and loving person, but not necessarily be so advocating for, you know, quick turnarounds for whatever the COVID mandates are, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think you guys are onto it, especially in your guys' workout routines, because the best way to build up your immune system is getting that vitamin D. Go outside, kiss the sun, stop eating that sugary shit, you know, get the proper amount of sleep.
Gotta get your zinc in you, zinc people.
That's true too, you know, you can get that designer water with some zinc in it. Or like, you know, what the boys recommend at the top of the show. And I guess I'll kind of think about it. I don't know if I'll ditch it anytime soon. But you got to stop day drinking, guys. I mean, if you really want to start living a healthier lifestyle, don't listen to me. Listen to Vision Twins.
Unless you're day drinking water. If you are day drinking water, you keep it up, baby. Okay.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, you know, but even when I read like studies from like, let's say, for example, the Public Health England, they found that people with a BMI of 35 to 40, risk of death from COVID-19 increases by 40%. And with a BMI over 40, 90% compared to those not living with obesity. So when I find that, that's just insane. And this is not fat shaming, but every day, we hear the same warnings about fighting the virus, you know, wear a mask, wash your hands, but we never discuss the diet. So what diet do you recommend millennials to start thinking about when it comes to eating habits?
Don't make it a radical change. Just start eating fruits and vegetables. And a lot of people don't like your taste buds, I think, change when you lose weight. Like before, I couldn't eat broccoli and I couldn't eat those foods. But as I started exercising, those foods started to taste good.
I had broccoli last night, and I'm kind of with it. Cheese on it. No, I had to have it with cheese sauce because to me, broccoli was gross. So I was like, cheese sauce, baby. So really, I ate cheese sauce.
Even that's still better than having a whole big burrito, you know?
Or yeah.
Right.
Pizza, no, that's so crazy. I never thought about that because I was like, I crave a broccoli. Like, I never thought about that.
But it's like, whether you agree or disagree with, you know, the CDC, you know, COVID mandates, it seems crystal clear that, you know, this creation of like taboo topics such as diet, obesity, death, and hospitalization rates have caused more harm than good. And how are you guys aiming to deliver a sense of responsibility, you know, with ending obesity one day at a time, as stated on your guys' website?
Absolutely. So through our platform, it's, as you guys have seen, there's a lot of young people. It's a lot of adolescents. And like you said, one step at a time, there are always new adolescents. You know, 13-year-olds turn 16 in a matter of a couple of years. You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, always understanding that there is another adolescent coming in and coming into technology and, you know, coming into their body image. So I think that's
teach
what we
them. Yeah, just at. Teach. We're just trying to teach them healthier lifestyle choices, you know, exercise every day. And we're going to be there. We're fun. We're having a good time. And like, We think it's just
I think you guys are onto it because I think it really starts with us, the youth. Yeah. Because I remember back in the day when Michelle Obama got thrashed apart when she tried to, you know, start her anti-obesity campaign, Let's Move, and everybody was thrashing her. You know,
you were in school at that time. The food was gross. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, maybe the food was gross, and not necessarily you have to eat with it. You know, maybe no one likes carrot, right?
I think you have a point. Hey, hold on, I'm gonna take it back because that was the downfall of it. You can eat healthy and the food can taste good. There was no reason to send those lunches. Come on, we all saw it where I was like, I'm not gonna eat that. Why would I have my kid eat that and force them? A lot of times, some kids, that's the only meal they get in the day. Just remember that, right? And so, look, processed food tastes amazing. We get that. But the more we can stay away from it, our taste buds change. You can eat healthy. It can be delicious. Okay, it doesn't have to be that cardboard.
Come on now, right. It doesn't have to be that sugary, you know, chemical laden crap. You guys know the drill, but if Calvin and Angelo can lose weight, so can you guys. So hopefully when you guys have listened to us now and you guys are tuning in live on our YouTube channel, you guys feel inspired just as much as I do today. It might not sound like it. I'm just trying to process my thoughts of a lot of, you know, bad vices that I need to get rid of in my life.
I teach HIIT fitness in the mornings. I just got into it. My journey has got to where I can give back into a community. And I have to say, your videos are on point. I watched them. I look at form.
Well, Marissa, you know what the drill is? You're just going to have to jump on Instagram Live with the boys. I think you're going to have to start working out with them, okay? You might have to get your 45-minute workout going.
Okay, one of the things I'm going to jump on. I'm going to do this again.
Get cute. You'll have everybody going crazy.
Don't
ask me to get cute. I get naked. Okay.
Look at you, Pikachu. Look at you. You already styling. You acting wild,
girl. Under 18 on there. I can't go to jail.
Yeah, come on. Well, I mean, it's not like they got Pornhub on the palm of their hands. Come on, Marissa. Now you're trying to get conservative.
Hey, sometimes we'll be on our back doing those bicycle kicks, and we wear short shorts. So like, we'll be after the live thing.
We have to turn sideways.
The camera?
Yeah.
Hey, so Marissa, they're giving you some pointers.
Like an 18 and older, and keep that camera pointed, baby.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that is amazing. Great. I mean, thank you again, Vision Twins, for joining the Chris College Show Millennial Talk Show. And make sure to follow Calvin and Angelo on social media today. It's not that hard. Vision Twins, you guys got the drill. Thank you guys again, brother. Keep doing what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Let's get it. Throw them bees up. Throw them bees. Peace, guys. And you know what? We want to give another shout out again to the fitness TikTok sensations, Vision Twins. They have been phenomenal. So throw your V's up. Go and follow them right now if you want to be inspired today to lose weight. Also, check out our brand new music podcast, Off the Fret. More music talk with the Phoenix Within. And you know what? You guys got to have to keep a lookout for our next week's guest because, you know, you guys are in for a treat, fam. And you know what? If you like what you're listening to, thechriscollinsshow.com, become a member today and get that free CCS t-shirt. For now, enjoy the weekend, fam, when we will see you next week. Peace! The Chris Collins Show presents Music Storm 2021, hosted by Chris Collins and Marissa Pitts, featuring Tiana Kutcher. Some Daggers Wear Red. Flash upon flash, nothing shows a scandal. Desmond Walker.
I wanna see the world with you.
Doulos. Saturn Till June. YT Will.
It feels good to be the bad guy. Walk these shoes, you'll see why. Look at them from both sides. Ain't nothing like the
EC Main.
One thug, Lord, show a little mercy on one thug.
The Phoenix Within.
There's more weight in my words than you give me.
Chloe Wilder. Jonas and I.
Has been brightening up tonight. The Aurora dance.
Florida boy,
came.
The South, South, run that in my mouth.
An animal son.
So tell me how you see reasons to carry on.
Music Storm 2021, available on YouTube Live. Peace. Our brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
I love it. It's more time to chat.
Hello.
You would look so jazzy.
I love your outfit.
How far would you go to start playing live music again? This slaps harder than my ex when she got her stimulus check. So, are you here to bring the sexual healing with your music? Oh, everything is everything, and I guarantee you're going to hear this song in the future. I love the flow, man. Politically charged album. So, if you get easily offended, this might not be the album for you. Brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
So excited.
Has Kim Kardashian accidentally sent you a coochie shot?
Do you want to stay there? It's completely your choice. Or you want to...
I feel you. And you know what? I love it. Off the Fret. More music talk. Peace. What's good? I'm Chris from The Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show. The Phoenix Within, a rock project hailing from Queens, New York, released their long-awaited full-length album, Overdue, joins Off the Fret. More music talk.